Welcome to White Rock Junction, where faith and life intersect, the daily broadcast of the White Rock Free Baptist Church in Gorham, Maine. I'm Pastor Jonathan Marshall, and I invite you to join us every Sunday for worship. Sunday School for All Ages meets at 9:30 a.m., morning worship service begins at 10:45 a.m., and evening worship service is at 6 p.m. Our midweek family night and prayer time begins at 5:30 p.m. Wednesday evening. There is a lot done by way of grazing rights for commercial agricultural operations out west, where those with large herds of cattle and flocks of sheep do not own all of their pasture land. They buy or lease rights from the Bureau of Land Management or other entities, the rights to pasture their animals on someone else's land. They have the benefit of what the land produces without having to pay to own it. They just pay for what they take from it. That was true to some extent for Isaac. The land he tilled and used for pasture he probably did not own. For one thing, he was a foreigner. Unlike our country today, ownership of real estate by foreigners was frowned upon. If you were not a native to the land, you did not own the land. You could maybe have the use of it, and that would be the way for Isaac. When there is a famine, it is hard times for the people. It is also hard times for the livestock. And one more condition, Isaac and others like him were what we would think of as semi-nomadic. They did not always live in the same place. Because they did not have barns and silos. They did not have granaries, a place to store extra food for future need. Isaac probably said to himself, "We cannot continue to stay here without losing everything. We need to go somewhere else." It would seem from how God spoke to him that he intended to pass through territory belonging to the Philistines, to make his way over to the coast, and follow the coastal route down the eastern end, the southern portion of the Mediterranean, and across to Egypt. Isaac was perhaps headed for Goshen, a place that has prominence later on in Exodus, an area of the Nile Delta. It would be an area less dependent on rainfall for growing crops. Isaac got a word from the Lord. God appeared to him and said, "Don't go there. Don't go there. Live in the land of which I shall tell you." That sounds a bit like what God told Abraham, doesn't it? When he told Abraham, "Pack up your stuff. Go to a land that I will show you. I'll let you know when you get there." So this is a condensed message. God does not give Isaac all the details. He just says, "Don't go to Egypt. Stay here. This is the place for you. While in this land, and I will be with you." That should have been greatly reassuring to Isaac, because up until this point, God's promise, God's covenant with Abraham, had only come to Isaac through his father. Abraham would have told him, "This is what God said to me. This is what God promised me, that I would have this kind of future, and I would have these descendants." Here, God is repeating his promise directly to Isaac. Isaac knows with certainty that the promise has continued, that it did not end. God's favor was not going to end with Abraham. It would continue with Isaac. And God is still interested in what is going on. God is still interested in Isaac. He renews his promise, and it would encourage Isaac that he gets it firsthand from God. He is not left to rely on Abraham's say-so and hope God agrees with it. And there is an additional condition to this promise to Isaac that was not there when God made his promise to Abraham. He says, "Dwell in this land, and I will be with you. Stay here, and I will bless you." So what does God do? He connects obedience and blessing. Not that Isaac would earn God's blessing, but his receiving the blessing, the fulfillment of God's promise, is explicitly conditioned on Isaac's obedience. You have been listening to White Rock Junction, where faith and life intersect, the daily broadcast of the White Rock Free Baptist Church. If you would like a transcript of this week's program, please send your request to White Rock Free Baptist Church, 300 Sebago Lake Road, Gorham, Maine, 04038. For more information about our activities and service times, visit our website at www.wrfbc.org.